discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Welcome to French Your Way podcast. This is episode 103. I'm Jessica, a native French teacher, and I'm here to help you improve and brush up on your French. And I feel like it's been a while since we haven't done a vocab-related episode. I have the just feeling we've been doing a lot of grammar recently. So I'm going to continue the list of 10 common false friends, or faux amis, also called French cognates. I had done a previous episode, it was episode 85, about it, and I will do some more in the future. Because these words, so faux amis, false friends, false cognates, they are words that look similar in French and in English. That's kind of lucky when it happens, because it helps, like, learn faster, because it's easier to remember. But these words, they actually mean something different, so there's a bit of a trap there, and sometimes it can lead to embarrassing mistakes, or at least to some really misunderstandings between French and English speakers. So here is a list of the top 10 false friends for today. The first one is just a little bit of a reminder, or if you're new to the podcast, all the French words that I mentioned are actually available in the show notes. You can see how they are spelled, and you can use my show notes to help support your comprehension. So, number one is bouton. Bouton, which sometimes mean button, when it's also like a knob or a switch, or a key on a keyboard, les boutons de l'ordinateur, or les boutons du téléphone, so the keys of the computer or the keys of the phone. But un bouton is also a pimple, so when you have acne, for example. It can also be a bud for the plant, so un bouton de fleur, so before the flower just blooms. Number two is la monnaie. And if you've been listening to this podcast, I've talked about it in episode 73, where I give some travel tips for France. And I do explain that la monnaie doesn't mean money, although it's kind of in the same area. Actually, it means the spare change or the small change, so your coins, basically. Now, if you want to say money, you will use the word argent. Argent, which means silver, and that's because before, the money was made of silver. So, monnaie, spare change, small change, and argent is money. Number three, journée. Journée, you know it in the expression bonne journée, have a good day. So that's what it means, the day. And also the daytime as opposed to the night, la nuit. Donc la journée et la nuit. In episode 76 of French Way podcast, I explained what the difference between jour and journée in French is. So listen to that one if you need a bit more explanation. But journée doesn't mean journey. The word journey is voyage, as in the expression bon voyage. Number four, déception. Déception is also a word that I've covered in an episode. It was episode 59 of a French Way podcast. And it was called French Déception versus English Deception. I did a special episode about this faux ami. So déception means disappointment or disillusion. Now, if you want to say a deception, that would be une tromperie, une duperie, or une supercherie. Number five is a big one. It's on librairie. Librairie doesn't mean library, although it is related to books, because lib is everything that has to do with books. Librairie is a bookstore, a bookshop. So you buy them. And if you're going to the library, if you want to borrow them, that's in bibliothèque. Bibliothèque is like Bible, Bible in French. So it also means book. And the OTEC is where you can find a whole collection, a whole range available. For example, Bibliothèque is a whole range of books available. That's the library. Une ludothèque, ludo, ludique, it's everything that is related to games. Une ludothèque is a toy library. Une médiathèque is, I don't know what you say in English, is actually where you can borrow CDs, DVDs, CD-ROM, sometimes books, or a whole range of different medias. Number six, location. Une location doesn't mean location. The primary meaning is actually the rental or the hire. It's also the rented or rental flat or apartment or house, or like a rental property. So, for example, on a réservé une location en Italie pour les vacances. We've booked a rental place, an accommodation in Italy for the holidays. So it doesn't mean location. Location is un endroit or un site. Also an emplacement. In emplacement, you can see the word place. That is a location. Number seven. It reads just like the word coin. It's spelled like the word coin, but it reads coin. Coin is the corner. Le coin de la page, so the corner of the page. Au coin de la rue, it's at the corner of the street, so around the corner. And it doesn't mean coin. The word for coin is une pièce de monnaie, is a money coin. Une pièce is also a room, by the way, or it's also a piece for a puzzle, for example. Number eight, un préservatif. Préservatif is a condom, and it's not to be mixed with preservative, which you find on food, so it's not condom here. Preservatives is conservateur or agent de conservation. So conserver is to keep in good condition, to preserve. Can you say preserve? Yeah. So you can have, for example, une boîte de conserve, which is a tin can, because it's used to keep the food in. And the last two words will also be false friends around food, and the first one is prune. Une prune is not a prune. Une prune is a plum, so the fruit. In the slang language, it also means a fine, like a ticket. For example, a parking fine. Now, if you want to say a prune is actually a dried plum. And it is un pruneau in French, un pruneau. So prune is the fresh fruit, and pruneau is the dried fruit. And number 10, we have a similar thing happening with raisin. Raisin, which doesn't mean raisin. Raisin actually means grape. It is the fresh fruit. And when it is dried, so what you call raisin, we call raisin sec. So it's literally dried grape. I hope you enjoy these episodes about false friends, and that it will help you not make the mistake, not make the confusion. If you haven't already, subscribe to this podcast so that you can receive it in your feed and your podcast app weekly, as this podcast is released every Wednesday. Thanks a lot, and see you in the next episode of French Way Podcast.